Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 28th of April, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Now, I'm sure you heard Google and Apple, yeah, they're kind of doing their little thing with tracking COVID-19. In fact, the two companies are actually expected to release their contract tracing technology sometime today. Now, that won't be happening for the NHS. No, the UK's National Health Service has said, yeah, they're not going to use Apple or Google's model. Now, Apple and Google are working on a decentralized approach. However, though, the NHS is opting for a centralized model, in which that the matching and the alternates happen via a computer server. Now, with the NHS choosing a more centralized approach, they're actually doing it the way the Australians are doing it. It actually uses a mix of Bluetooth and stored contact data. That would be both on the app and the servers. Now, it's still early days. We don't know which approach will actually work best. Unfortunately, again, just like with the disease itself, only time is going to tell how things actually work out. Well, with that COVID-19 news, we actually head towards Apple and their delay of an iPhone 12. According to the Wall Street Journal, the iPhone 12 could be delayed as much as a month. This actually comes after analysts and other media reports have suggested that Apple could push back their iPhone launch by a couple of weeks. Well, it looks like it's going to be a little bit longer than that. All because of, you guessed it, the coronavirus pandemic. Now, from Apple's point of view, they're kind of just saying, well, you know, we're just going to delay it a little bit because a lot of people ain't thinking about getting a new iPhone right now. Yeah, that's why they just released a new iPhone. While analysts are actually saying that, yeah, they probably can't release one because the manufacturing for the phone, yeah, is barely underway, if at all. Not something that Apple's probably going to put right out there for all of us to know. All signs, though, are pointing that we're still going to see a new Apple iPhone 12 this year. It might just be later in the year, more like for the Christmas market. Hey, those Google Pixel Buds? Yeah, you've been wanting to get your hands on them? Well, finally you can. Yep, announced in October of last year, finally they're here. These are Google's completely redesigned Pixel Buds we're talking about here. And as of yesterday, yep, they're available for $179. Now, just as promised, they're going to be noticeably smaller than their predecessor. Battery life's supposed to be better, and you'll have complete hands-free access to Google Assistant. Not to mention real-time translation in over 40 languages, plus an adaptive sound tool that automatically adjusts volume when you enter a very noisy place. And finally, I can't imagine any of our audience is actually still using this, but it is newsworthy, so we must tell you. You remember the SMS feature, you know, that sent your Twitter tweets to your SMS? Now, finally, Twitter got around to saying, yeah, maybe we should turn this off. Now, granted, in most parts of the world, it'd been turned off already. This was definitely harking back to the days where, yes, we used Twitter actually on a desktop, and apps were just becoming a thing. It's also the reason why Twitter used to be 140 characters, too. Now, even though sending your tweets via SMS is no longer there, Twitter will still be sending you crap via SMS. You know, for those important things, like authentication codes to secure your account. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, we'll send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Subscribe to all the wonderful BTN shows over there, like the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and of course, the News Show. Give us a like over there on our Facebook page too at British Tech Network, and of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And there's always our BTN community over at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it, so join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.